right out of the gate this afternoon. Time for us to talk some Red Sox as we're joined on the phone by our friend, Red Sox legend, Rico Petrocelli. Rico, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How you been?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you up north now? Did you make the trip?
No, I'm home. And, yeah, I wish I was back. Florida.
I don't blame you.
The weather's been crazy. It's just, I've never seen it. It was so windy today. I played a little golf, and it was at least 30 mile an hour gusts, and almost a constant wind of probably half that all the time. So that was my excuse for playing, not playing as good as I should have.
Well, clearly it was the wind. There's no question about it.
Thank you.
Well, it's been an interesting start to the season for the Red Sox. They really stumbled out of the gate. But if you go back to about mid-April, since then, they've had one of the better records in baseball. And still not maybe where we think they ought to be, but certainly look like they're going to be right there till the end with the Yankees and others.
I think so. But, you know, I guess we all thought that they were going to, you know, get off to the start that they did last year. I mean, really, that's ridiculous. I mean, very, very, very few teams do that. I mean, let's face it, guys just not going to have the same seasons. You know, the pitchers might not throw as hard. And there's no doubt that it was not a good idea to hold these guys off in spring training. I was very surprised at that because I know that if anybody, pitchers have to be ready to go into the season. You know, you can't save a guy for September. You know, I mean, just like hitters, there are hitters that get off to bad starts every year. It's incredible. And then all of a sudden they put it together and boom, you know, and they just go crazy. But, you know, in spring training, you work hard and all that, and you think you're ready, but you start off bad. Well, this year, not a good idea not to let these pitchers, throw enough innings so they would be ready for opening day. I think it's very fortunate that guys didn't get their, you know, hurt their arms. But it looks like they've caught up, you know, they're pitching better. But this year, though, in the American League East, you got Tampa Bay, who's for real. I mean, these guys are playing great ball, and now the Yankees. And so you got that division again. Toronto's got, you know, the young kids. Baltimore's absolutely, what's the word I can use that'll be fairly nice to them? Just, I mean, horrible. That is, to me, that's a great baseball city. Mm. I mean, I can understand them, you know, wanting to rebuild. But to this point, I mean, when you get rid of everyone and then, my God, it's too bad. But the division's going to be great. It's going to be a good race all the way down to maybe the last day.
Starting pitching has come around pretty well. The bullpen can be a bit scary at times. Do they still need to investigate the possibility of getting somebody who is a legitimate closer in there?
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that. The only guy that really is, unless, of course, it's a deal, I don't know if they have any more enough young kids in the minors to make a deal for a closer that's on one of the teams now. Kimbrel, I got a feeling he's going to end up in Atlanta or Philadelphia. But what they're doing now, Cora is using his pitchers. In other words, Barnes, who I think has the best stuff of the, you know, all the bullpen guys, he's using him in the, say, the eighth inning, even the seventh inning, if it's a tough situation, you know, to get out of that inning. Then he'll go to one of the other young guys that they brought up and who they're pitching well, and then Brazier, will pitch somewhere in there. So that's what they've been doing this year. But it would be nice to have a closer, a guy, you know, legitimate and that has done it before and is a good one, and, you know, you can really feel confident with it. But I'm not so sure they're gonna go after that. I think they might just stay the way they are.
Well, I wonder, it's kind of shifting back to the way it was in the early part of your career when you didn't really have closers. You used your best guy. If it was Lee Stang and he was the guy who could get the big outs, you brought him in when you needed him, wherever that might be.
Well, that's true. You know, but there were bullpen guys. I'm thinking of when I was growing up, watching teams. They would, if a guy wasn't successful as a starter, they put him in the bullpen. But you're right, he didn't have a role. You know, it could be anybody coming in a seventh, eighth, ninth inning. But then towards the end, maybe in the middle of my career, they started with the closers, Gossage, Sparky Lyle, you know, guys like that and others, Bruce Sutter. And they were good, and they closed the games out. That ninth inning is a tough inning. If you're on the road and it's a close ball game, I'll tell you, the fans, I know at home this is true, they get you pumped up. That adrenaline starts flowing. And you know, if a relief pitcher walks somebody and then you get a man on and then, you know, bloop, and then somebody bangs one out or something or hits a gapper, it could be the ball game.
We're talking with Rico Petrocelli here on Downtown. Boy, a couple of young guys are really getting it done so far this season. Let's start with Rafael Devers, who is transformed into such a strong hitter this season. And he seems to be one of those guys who isn't afraid to swing at what looks to be a bad pitch and take it the other way.
Yeah, that's the thing. With guys who are very aggressive, it's tough to slow them down. You say, I can get a good pitch. Well, they might improve on that, and then start hitting the ball a little better. But it's tough. What do you do? You say, okay, I don't want you to be this aggressive anymore. I want you to, you know, shorten your swing up and go to the opposite field and all that. It's hard to do. If you got that type of swing, you're aggressive. You know, it's hard to change your swing. So let him go. He's going to swing. He's improved. You know, he's going to swing, but he's so strong. He is so strong, and. You know, when he gets up there, you just never know what he's going to do. He might hit one 10 miles, you know, or go off the bad pitch and strike out. But he can hit, period. He's a good one.
And the other guy who's made such an impact since he was called up is Michael Chavis. What do you think of him so far?
Well, everybody loves him. He too is a little more disciplined than Devers, but he's got tremendous power. He can hit the ball the opposite way. And, he's just a solid kid all around. His defense is improving. He's not doing a bad job at second base. And, you know, he may not be a gold glover, but he gets the job done. And, if you try to save runs, there's no doubt about it, as having a good infield or an outfield. But also, you got to score runs, too. So, these two guys can keep hitting, it's going to be a fun year.
Boy, around Major League Baseball, a trend continuing that's been going for a few years now, and that's the big rise in strikeouts. Is it a different approach to the game than it was certainly when you were playing, when it wasn't a good thing to strike out? And now guys don't seem to be bothered by that.
Yeah, that's the way everybody's thinking now. Just let it go. Two strikes, just swing. You know, you might get a hanger, a pitch over the middle, a mistake, and hit one out of the ballpark. And that's it. And also, one of the reasons they're doing that, too, at least they're saying this, is because of the shifts. And I don't know about you, Rich. I get so aggravated. You're three runs behind. You're eighth inning. You're up there, okay? Even if you hit a home run. So you're still two runs behind.
Yeah.
You got the whole left side, if you're a lefty, you know, to bunt the ball, hit the ball there. I mean, you should be able to do that. Same thing for the righties on the other side. But they don't do it. I don't get it. They don't do it. I mean, get on base, get something going. But they swing away, hit into the shift, and boom, it's an out.
Well, even the idea of the sacrifice that used to be such an important part of the game, especially with guys who particularly weren't strong hitters, but now a lot of managers view that as giving away an out.
Exactly. And, you know, the guy who started that was Earl Weaver.
Right. Three-run homer.
Three-run homer. Of course, he had the players to do that. Frank Robinson, Brooks Robinson, those guys. But But no, yeah, I mean, they don't want to give an out, give up an out, and you know, guys don't know how to bunt because they probably will not be called on to bunt, in, at least in the American League, National League, at least the, you know, the pitchers they've got a bunt, but yeah, that's a lost art. You're not going to see much of it. There are going to be some cases, you know, where a manager will try it, and if it's successful, they won't do it again.
Rico Petrocelli, hey, it's always fun to talk with you, Rico. We appreciate you making time, and let's hope we get some better weather, not only for the Red Sox, but for your golf game too.
Oh, I'm telling you, I can't take this. You know, I mean, I lose strokes, and I'm trying to break 80.
I'd kill to do that.
Nine holes.
Oh, nine. All right.
Yeah. Well.